This story is about my first day in the magical city of Amsterdam. When I was a senior in college, I was studying abroad in London, and in November, some of my friends and I decided that we were going to go to Amsterdam for a long weekend. It was my friend Meatball's birthday, so, you know, why not? All of my friends left on a Thursday, but because I had an internship, I had to go to work. So I thought, okay, no big deal. I'll get an early flight. I'll meet you guys in Amsterdam. So they all left, and I had like the first flight out Friday morning, so I decided that I would take a 2 a.m. night bus to Gatwick Airport by myself and get on the first flight. I didn't sleep. I kind of slept a little bit, and it was storming, so I kind of fell asleep at the gate, and I woke up, and I looked at the screen, and all I really saw was an A, so I got in line. I got on the plane. I'm, like, all the way in the back, and then I hear my name being called, that I'm being paged to the front of the plane, so I get up, and I walk to the front, and they tell me that this plane is going to Spain, and that I need to get off of the plane, so I have to walk all the way back to my seat and get my book bag. And then everyone is staring at me and, like, asking me what's wrong, and I'm freaked out. So then I get off the plane, and then I wait, like, half an hour, and I get on the next plane, and I go to Amsterdam. And I eventually find my way to the hostel that we're staying at. Interestingly enough, we went during the Cannabis Cup, which I guess is, like, you know, the world comes to Amsterdam to celebrate weed. And we had booked our hostel really last minute, and the only thing that was left was a Christian youth hostel. And the number one rule at the Christian youth hostel is do not do drugs. So I get there, and none of my friends are there, so I kind of start unpacking, and, you know, I brush my teeth, and I change, and they come in, and they're just stoned out of their minds. They have a bag of Doritos and a bag of peanut M&Ms. And so they sit down, and I tell them my tale of getting on the wrong plane. And they decide that I immediately need to get high, and I agreed with them. So they took me to their favorite cafe that they had found yesterday, you know. And we start smoking, and we smoke joints, and we smoke bowls, and we make friends, and we go to another cafe, and we meet up with some other friends that we knew were in town. And eventually we go to a cafe, and I decide that I'm going to get the largest hash brownie ever, and it was so delicious, and they heated it up, and they put whipped cream on it, and it was great. And then I couldn't speak. Apparently, all of my friends told me that I got really white, which is weird because I'm already extremely pale, so I was even whiter. I couldn't speak for, like, hours. Eventually, the only thing that I could manage to say was, "I'm not okay." And I just kept repeating that the rest of the night, and they didn't know what to do, and they were really high, so they were like, "All right." And then so we just started walking around, and we were lost, and we had no idea where we were going. Walking around the red light district, and guys are yelling, you know, "pussy," and all, you know, all these things at us, and I'm just, like, just so focused on staying with the group, and I have a shoulder bag, and I'm, like, clutching it, because as we're walking through the red light district, I see at least three people get pickpocketed, so not only can I not speak, I'm, like, worried that all of my friends are going to lose all of their money. No one did. It was good. It was fine. So we eventually go to this cafe, and I don't remember anything about it except for we decided to go all the way up to, like, the third floor, and the stairs were so steep that I was crawling on my hands and knees up the steps. And I finally made it to the top, and I sat down, and then a server came over and asked me what I wanted to drink, and I couldn't say anything. And so my friends looked at me, and they're like, "She's fine." And just kind of went about their business at another table, ignoring me until it was time to leave. And so then we walked around, and we were completely lost. We had no idea where our Christian youth hostel was. And just walking around in circles, my friend Brent said that he knew exactly where we were going. He had no idea. So we eventually found it, and we got there, and the people in our room were really pissed off when we came in the middle of the night making probably a lot of noise. I mean, not from me, but from my friends. So, I mean, they had a really good pancake breakfast the next morning, so it wasn't all bad. But, yeah, the next day I laid off a little while, and we went to Anne Frank House, so I thought it would be a little more respectful if I just waited, you know, at least 6 hours before I smoked again. That's a